Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Rockridge honoring the 1994 state championship football team this weekend. They'll raise a flag in that team's honor. Won the state title 25 years ago. The head coach of that team, Rick Amy. Rick Amy, man, I miss you. Good to visit with you. How you been doing?
Yes, not too bad. I can't complain. I'm still up moving around. And, you know, now it's grandbabies up, the wazoo. But, it's been time. It's been fun.
Well, I tell you, we were talking a little bit off the air, and when I look back at kind of that era of football, I'm going to use, like, I guess maybe a Bill Breeden term this morning. He used to always talk about tough hombres. And I know that Rockridge 1994 team had some tough hombres on it. And then I'll use another term when I look back at that league in 1994 when you talk about Rockridge, Aledo, Sherrard, Orion, Farmington, Macomb, Monmouth, and Knoxville. You talk about playing some slobber knockers, too. So you have all that, right?
Yes. And, you know, and our schedule was so tough that it was crazy. You were going to lose ball games no matter what. You know, it just, to be undefeated in the conference that we had, in the teams that we played, well, you had to be a beast.
Well, and I know when you look back at that team, I talked to Joe Schmolbach earlier this week, started the year out 2-2, those losses apparently meant something. Early in the season, and those lessons learned, I guess, paid off in the long run, didn't they?
Oh, yes. You know, I mean, you can't say it enough. You know, we struggled a little bit early, but you know, it was getting people, our personnel in the right spots, and, you know, we started out with a quarterback with Sean Fuller, and Fuller did a great job in practice. He was fundamentally just sound, but he'd get in the game, and he'd start. But then I moved him to a back, and he was an awesome back. You know, it was like, oh, my God. But, you know, it was one of those. It was, just took us some time to get our people in the right spot and our, you know, play calling and our defense and everybody in the right places and to do our thing. So, yeah, it was a great, great season.
Well, and I know it's when you talk about 25 years ago, it's hard to say, well, let's go back 25 years and remember every game. But I mean, I know the Byron game in the playoffs was a classic. There's no question. But what was the identity of that team? When I say 1994 Rockridge Rockets, what comes to mind for Rick Amy, the head coach?
They were fundamentally sound, and they believed in what we were doing. You know, they looked at our offense and our defense, and the kids believed, you know, in what we were doing. And then they understood that hard work, you know, because we just pushed them to the limit. And they believed that hard work would pay off in victories, you know, and it showed as the season went on.
And I know it was great talking to Joe Schmolbach this week, Coach, and I said, when you talk about the style and the brand of football you played in high school, I thought it was great. He said, you know, my dad comes to watch some of these youth games that my kids play in, and it's fourth and short, and they're not ducking under center, and it's driving him bananas. You had to appreciate hearing that, I would think.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the sad part is what they see on Saturdays and on Sundays. You know, they watch college football, and they see all this spread offense and these people just throwing the ball and everybody doing their thing. And it comes down to, that's the top 1% of the athletes in the nation. You know, and people don't understand that. You know, it's like, man, you know, that offense averaged 4.5 yards a carry. You know, I mean, two carries and we got a first down. You know, it was just that type thing. In, you know, in our offense, and we did throw the ball, but only 12 to maybe 14 times a game, you know, but we were over. That offense was over 300 yards a game. You know, most people don't understand it, that that part of the game, you know, yeah. I mean, we were the Delaware Wing T thought of, but actually – we always told ourselves we were Delaware Wing T, but we were a broken wishbone. is what it was. And it gave us the ability to make our opponent tackle every back, because we faked the ball so well. And, you know, if you take the if you look at it and you divide the defense down the middle and we run to the right or the left, and you have to account for every back, you don't have enough people. You know, and that was our theory of thought, and that was our, you know, attitude the whole time.
Awesome, Coach, and I'm glad they're honoring the Rocket 1994 State Championship team this weekend, raising the flag in its honor. Congratulations, and enjoy reminiscing with all those great kids.
I know. I was looking through the roster the other night, and going, oh, man. And you pick out kids, and you think about what they contributed and how they did that. And in the Byron game, you know, that was just a phenomenal football game. You know, I mean, it's just – was an awesome season. It really was.
Rick Amey, the coach of the 1994 State Championship Rock Ridge Rockets, joining us on WRMJ.